Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Peivam Beis speaks about tonight, speaks about here and now. And I want to study the now. Davar bi'itay ma'yaf. That's always gishmak to be present, to be a present person. It's gishmak. And if something's happening now, so let's be attuned to what's happening now. And the Gemara in Shabbos says about today, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and the Gemara says in Shabbos, Peivam Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, the Kuli Alma, according to everybody, Rosh Chodesh Asul Midbar Sinai, on Rosh Chodesh, Mamish, tonight on Rosh Chodesh, Klal Yisrael came to Sinai. Pashtus, it's machlokes Rishonim, if you're Ma'ayin. But according to most Rishonim, according to Rashi, the Pashtus is we came to Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh. Today, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai. Rabbeinu Bechaya speaks out that we came to the Midbar Sinai, and we still on the second day of the month travel to Har Sinai. But Rashi, Yamivur b'Rashi, is that we came, the Lashon of the Gemara is on Rosh Chodesh, we came to Midbar Sinai. The way Rashi is learning is we came to Har Sinai. So Rosh Chodesh, we showed up to Har Sinai. He brings a raya, it says, the Pasuk in Yisrael, the Pasuk says concerning today, B'chodesh HaShlishi, the third month, Nisan Iyar Sivan, this month, L'tzeis B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim upon leaving Egypt, B'yoyim HaZeh B'omid Bar Sinai, on this day. Now the Gemara says, what's B'yoyim HaZeh? What's this day? So it says, B'chodesh HaZeh L'chem Rosh Chodashim. This month means Nisan, so it's Rosh Chodesh. So B'yoyim HaZeh is Rosh Chodesh. Gzer Shav HaZeh. B'yoyim HaZeh means Rosh Chodesh. So on Rosh Chodesh we came to Sinai. That's the first thing. Oysay HaYoyim, says the Gemara, later on the Gemara says, Lai Amar Luhuv Lai Midi, on Rosh Chodesh Hashem didn't talk to us. It was a quiet day. Why? Mishum Chosha de Orcha, because Klal Yisrael we were exhausted. Chosha de Orcha, we were so tired out, we were knocked out from the journey, so Hashem didn't talk to us on that day. Moshe Rabbeinu had no message, we relaxed on Rosh Chodesh. The Pashtus of the Gemara, Lai Amar Luhuv Lai Midi, Moshe Rabbeinu said nothing to us. Chosha de Orcha, Pashut, we were worn out. We needed to breathe. We needed to... It's interesting. There's a certain style of teaching Torah. I've heard this done, like a Rebbe walks in, the beginning, just starts here. You know when you find the first day of Gemara, I'm not so masked, I'm not ripping, I understand why it's done. But Bachram walk in, they sit down, and the Rebbe starts teaching. I always find that very aggressive. I always get a little, it's not the way Hashem behaves. You know, the day one, guys walk in, and the Rebbe starts learning the Gemara. I think that's like, there's something very aggressive about that. And a Yid has to attach to Torah. In the Gemara speaks about great people who started with jokes. B'milu d'b'dichusa. You're a mensch. Good morning. Welcome. There's a certain, you could be present. You're present. You feel. You see. So the first day, I remember in Eretz Yisrael, when you start with a new chavrusa, you look across, looks at you, and you both have a little anxiety. You say, okay. Shalom Aleichem. I'm so happy. We'll learn together. We'll sit. You could... The first day, there wasn't that aggressive beginning. Let's go. We're humans. We got to feel ourselves from that. On the first day, there was nothing said. On day number two, Hashem said, "Va'atem tiuli mamleches kehanim v'goy kadosh." This promise, the Klal Yisrael, When I was younger, it took a whole day to learn one pasuk. They were such ma'ainim. They were so into Ian back in the day. The pasuk today, I'm nishtaimim in one day. This is like a lifelong thing to learn. Atim tili mamleches kayanim. What a yid is. What it means to be a yid. What it means to be the mekablei atayra. Atim tili, a promise from Hashem, you'll be a mamleches kayanim v'goy kadosh. A very exalted people is the promise. On the third day, Hashem taught the mitzvah Hagbala, and the Gemara continues on, Pezayin. The Shaila is what it means that on Rosh Chodesh, Hashem said nothing because we were worn out from the road. Now, always when we study Chazal, there's a Pashtus of Chazal. And the Pashtus is that a person has to bring himself to Torah. A person has to connect to Torah. The Pashtus Shmaitze Boi Tzilusa. To learn, you need a certain calmness. You need a certain connection. I used to think like a very good shir or shmooze is if the speaker like thunders the speech. Now, whoa, that was a drasha. I increasingly feel that when people are laughing a little bit and like their humanness shows up and everybody's relaxed and very present, things go in much better. Things go in deeper. You're present to this learning and you can connect to Torah. It very much interests me, the simple pshat, that day number one, Klal Yisrael, relax. Everybody like greeted each other. They were all very present. Day number two, the analogy of that, of the Rebbe day one, good morning, welcome to the class. So happy you're all here. Like a certain, you know, let me tell you a little about me. I'd love to meet you. Now two people settle in. Let's together learn Hashem's Torah. Like there's an approach. So that's the simple pshat. It's Chol Shad Orch, amazing Chazal, that on the first day we came to Midbar Sinai, there weren't any classes. There weren't any shiurim. Chol Shad Orch will be. I want to share with the chevru. There's something I want to learn with everybody today in our Chaim HaKadosh, but I want to share something the Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe said about this Cholsha D'Orcha, this weakness of the road. But Emes, there are a lot of kashas to ask. It's Machlaikis Tanayim if this was on Yom Rishon or Yom Sheni. If this was on Yom Rishon, the first day of the Vach, well, the second day of the week, it wasn't Shabbos, and Machlaikis in the Gemara. If this was Yom Rishon, it's a Pella, we hadn't traveled on Shabbos. We had already been given in Mara the Hilcha Shabbos. Pashtus, we had a din of Tchumim already, so we didn't travel. We didn't travel Chutz L'Tchum, so we didn't go very far, you're not allowed to. So it was probably a very short trip. It had to be, it couldn't be Chutz L'Tchum. So we didn't travel on Shabbos. Now it says by Yom Hazeh Bo Midbar on Sunday. So maybe, you know, we traveled a little bit. We had a whole day of rest on Shabbos Kodesh where we didn't travel. Even if you learn it's on Yom Sheni, okay? So it wasn't like the end of the week we'd been traveling the whole week. We just had an off day on Shabbos Kodesh. How far did we travel? The whole desert, we were going in circles. What's this? What's being said here? We were like knocked out from the journey. What is that? Like Amar v'loy midi. Nothing was said. We were knocked out from the journey. What is that? I'd like to share something Lubavitcher Rebbe said, and I want to share this with the chevra. I think there's two inyanim I see in this. That nothing was taught that day because of the Chol Shad D'Orcha. I want to say two aspects to what the Rebbe says, the way I understand it. I'm trying to be the moon to his son. I want to say the way I understand what he said. He doesn't give this mashal, but I'll give the mashal. We learned a while ago, Sarei Menu had a fascinating thing. Sarei Menu, Avram Avinu says, after they traveled together, Hine no yodati ki isha yifas mareot. Now I know about the looks of Sarei Menu. What's now I know? Says Rashi, it's normal a person's misbaza from the Tireach HaDerech. That doesn't say Chol Shadurcha, the weakness of the road. It says Tireach HaDerech. The road normally makes somebody all bent out of shape. People come out after a long journey. They're like a little upside down. I've gone, Baruch Hashem, In 48 hours, I was able to go to 5 chasnas this week. So I felt the road. You come in, dandruff's all over the place on me, my jacket's up, and you come in, I've probably gotten some pretzels and potato chips, and trying to like make sure I'm half, like trying to put my, you know, chol shadorcha, the road, it tends to wear people out. That's in our beautiful cars, with our beautiful music. We have gishmak, with excellent traveling partners. But back in the day, that the road was even worse. And it's normal that a person's misvazeh from the Tarech HaDerech. And Sari Imenu was a medes biyafya. She stayed mamish after a trip. She was an ishifasmar. We explained then that it says, what does it mean a person's misvazeh? There's something about travel that brings the humanness of a human being. It brings out our humanness. Travel is specifically very human. By an angel, you want to be there, see you there. Angels don't travel. They are where they want to be. I want to be there. Travel is so bizarre. I want to be in Baltimore. Apparating, like, to me it makes sense. Rebbetzin Potter had the apparating. You apparate, you want to get there, see you there. Mecha Tesi took some, we're big fans of England because of Reb Drash. Somebody from England, like, she's a shtickel right. You want to get there, see you there. Traveling is so bizarre. I want to be at the Chasna in Lakewood, so I should be there. And a human condition is a journey to get there. And a person's misbazeh, you feel your humanness. We're so frail, and we're so funny that you can't just be where you want to be. There's a derech to get there. And there's a humanness to that. We said on Sari Menu that her emunah, that Hashem's working with me, there's a point to everything, allows her to be oimid b'yafya. A person could fall apart from that. So the way we uptight the Tereach HaDerech is a person's humanness. The humanness that to get places, there's struggle and difficulty. That's Tereach HaDerech. Last week's parasha, it says about B'chukaisai Teilechu, Shetiyu Amelim B'Torah. We ask, Amelus HaTorah? Toiling in Torah, you picture of somebody who's just sitting. Toiling's anything but moving around. A guy who's jumping, running, coming, going. It's not a masmid. It says on Yaakov Avinu, Ish tam yoshev ha'olam. That's hasmadas ha'Torah. He's sitting in the tent. He's a sitter. He's somebody who could focus and zone in. I say Teilechu, he walks in Torah. That's like the spitz of Amelus of toiling in Torah. Toiling's everything but moving. Us energetic guys, the toil in Torah, we try to like tie ourselves to the chair. We're moving, we're coming and going. Why is Amelus HaTorah, toiling in Torah, associated with Halicha? And what I want to suggest is toiling in Torah means not, certainly it means the diligence, pushing, getting ourselves to focus, and really strengthening ourselves to put in hours of Limud HaTorah, of course. And Amelus HaTorah includes all the work, the yegiah, that it takes to acquire the things we're learning in Torah. The Rev Dessler Tzushtels, the Gemara Kedushin says that B'Torah Hashem Chefatzai, a person wants Torah Hashem, it's not his. Uvitaira sa yege yom v'layla. When you're yageya, when you put in, it becomes yours. All the difficulty that we work and we fight, all the struggles to be Torah-dika people, allow it to become us. I say to become ours and to become us. Torah sa, it's his Torah, it's who he is. Toil and difficulty and working and struggle allow it to become ours. And Amelus HaTorah includes the toil, the struggle, the difficulty, all the challenges of a person attaching to Torah, becoming one with Torah. That's all part of Yegiyas HaTorah and Amelus HaTorah. So that's the halicha. The halicha is the journey to get there. To tu amelum b'Torah. The halicha is the journey and the difficulty and the struggle and the battle and all that it takes to acquire Torah. The learning of it and to acquire the madregas and that which we learn about. Shetiyu amelum b'Torah. That's the halicha. So a person's nisvaze, a person tayreach aderech, the work and the job, means that all the struggles, it's the humanness of the struggle, is tayreach aderech. Says the Rebbe, that what it means that Klal Yisrael on day one, nothing was taught, mishum cholsha de derech, means it's not active things to learn, it's the humanness. Absorb, we absorb, we're human beings. Human, human, human. Everybody at our Sinai, we felt our humanness. The nisbaz of tarech aderech, he says, was not a physical tired, I'm so exhausted. Maybe it also had that physical element. But it's a gilui of a spiritual mitzvah that we all have nisyanis. We all have a humanness. We have parts. It's difficult. And he said the first day at our Sinai, Omar v'loy midi, says the Rebbe, there was nothing active to learn. They were learning the first day at our Sinai. What they were learning on Rosh Chodesh is to accept our humanness. The humility of humanness to accept. And I want to say two things about that. I want to say that the akdam of Kabbalah Satira is not to be afraid to be human. How many people to learn Torah sense they have to be stark, they have to be, and like they hide and bury all different parts of ourselves. The first hakdam of Rosh Chodesh now, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, is the Rebbe said was Tayreach Aderech, Loyomar V'loy Midi. Didn't say anything except your humanness. You human, you're shayach to Torah. And you're allowed to feel your humanness. We all have struggles and difficulty, and absorbing that. Day one is accepting. Everybody was accepted as a human. And as a human, it wasn't an active learning. Now, I want to say about that one day is the chapping that to you, human, you're shayach to Torah. With all our humanness, our insecurities, our lack of attention, with all our humanness, and day one was tayreach aderech, le'amav le'midi, we were absorbing just as humans. I don't have to fake something, pretend something, no. A human being, the shayach to Torah. Day one was the acceptance of the human. Each one, everybody's accepting. The Rebbe spoke about the unity that this caused. That on the same day one is Vayichan Sham Ki Ish Echad, it was a unity. We're all human beings. I remember we had a gathering in Eretz Yisrael. And at this gathering, there are guys who are Bekim and Shas and Paiskim Mamish, the Talmidei Chacham Niflam, and there are guys who are struggling and at the beginning of the journey of Torah. And somebody asked, what are the Talmidei Chacham? How could you go to a Shabbos? Like, how do you connect? You're stark in a chitzoniistic way. He's stark. He's struggling. He's weak. At Har Sinai, on today, Rosh Chodesh, we came. And on the first day, La'amav Le'midi, Tayreach Aderech, everybody felt their humanness, and we all looked around and saw equals, all human beings. The Rebbe spoke about his batlus, a sense of everybody was human, nobody was miskah, nobody had an arrogance, a sense of, with him. We're all human beings, a bunch of human beings at our Sinai, who all felt, who came to our Sinai and felt one people, ke'ish echad, b'lev echad. Everybody checked out their arrogance and their gaiva and their sense of shtark. At the place of sincerity, people don't feel like that, I'm here, he's there. No, when neshamas, big neshamas, and struggling people, both are true. Both are true. We have big souls every single yid. Har Sinai heilig yidden, and it's also true that we all have nisyanis. And we came to the har very aware, the certain nisbatlus of a person with challenges. Oh, you're nice to meet you, fellow child. All people aspiring with a soul that craves the Almighty, that wants Hashem, that's capable of tremendous godless. And we came to our Sinai, all people with nisyanis, each of us, our own forms of nisyanis. And the nisbatlus of day one was the each person, the acceptance, not checking aside arrogance. And the Rebbe spoke about the unity. He connected this is spotless to the unity, to the oneness that we stood there not feeling this one better, just a bunch of action, a bunch of good souls with some struggles who all feel alike. That's what he said, Loi Omer V'Loi Midi. There wasn't an active duty. It was a spotless Cholsha D'Derech. Feel your own humanness, your own struggle, the weakness of the road, the sense of I'm human. That's how the Rebbe understood that day one, the task of day one. I wanted to study very quickly. Bemis, I want to sing some songs of getting ready for Kabbalah Satera together with my friends. We'll do that. But I wanted to briefly, I told Doyle this story that many, many years ago I went to a chasna, and at the chasna I met a tzaddik. Today is an Olam Haba. He was very, very close to Reb Nachman Zvi Finkel. And at this chasna, he tells me that tomorrow morning, he said, Reb Nachman Zvi Finkel is coming to America like a surprise visit, an emergency visit, and there's nobody to pick him up at the airport. He mentioned in passing. I said, I'll pick him up. He said, oh, you would? I said, yeah, please. So I said, could I bring Chevra? He's like, sure. So I go back to Waterbury from the chasna. I went to the dorms. I woke up Chevra in the middle of the night, and we went straight to Kennedy Airport. We drove to Kennedy Airport, and we was like, we picked up the Sarah Torah, this giant of Torah, of Nachman Zvi Finkel. We made a minyan for Shachris to him. After Shachris, he spoke to us all, and then individually spoke to call each one of us individually. When he spoke to us, Sazam, and together, he said over in our Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Yisrael, which had happened to have been, I believe, that week, was Parshas Yitzray. And he told us, if I remember correctly, I'm pretty sure he told us, I've said in the past, this is what I remember, that he said we should learn it every single day, this Archaim HaKadosh, of our life. I don't know if he meant to read it inside. He meant to review these three ideas of the Archaim HaKadosh. He said learn it every day. I do not listen to me. I admit my sins. I don't learn it every day of my life. But I do want to say that I learn this Archaim every year, Parashas Yisrael. And I try, Belinedri, Ali Shavuos time. Chach and Chach today. Today is the day this Archaim HaKadosh is talking about. The day we came to Har Sinai, to Midbar Sinai. So today, I think it's Kedai. Let's learn the Archaim HaKadosh. The Archaim HaKadosh is in Parashas Yisrael, and he says there are three conditions for Kabbalah Satayra. Three conditions necessary to be Mekabel the Torah. He writes in Parashas Yisrael. So let's just learn the three conditions very briefly. Let's learn. You'll see it very much connects with that shtickle of the Rebbe. Let's learn the three conditions we're holding right now coming to Midbar Sinai. We're holding right before our Kabbalah Satayr. So let's learn these three conditions. He says condition one is Iskabros and Isamsus Pesach HaTayr. To make effort to learn Tayr. Step one, a person should make an effort to learn Tayr. He says that's based on the words Vayisur Mirfidim. We traveled away from Rafidim. Rafidim is the place we were before. And he says Rafidim from Chazal means Rifyon Yadayim. Roughly means weakness, not commitment. A Rifyon Yadayim, maybe yeah, maybe no. And we travel from Rafidim as a certain ischazkos, a certain energy. Now certainly this means an Esek HaTorah, he says, in learning Torah. But I say in all aspects of acquiring Torah that we want it, to pursue something. We want it, to go after it with effort and diligence. I want to say not to be afraid of the difficulties. Not to be afraid of the difficulties. We all have mafriyim, we're all human, not to be afraid of that. Not to be afraid, not to even say, sometimes it's viewed as like a negative, shucks, I have this blockage. From that place we acquire Torah. To roll up our sleeves, that's how we acquire things. The difficulty in acquiring Torah, the humanness, the fact that it's hard to sit, the fact that we're all the different madrigas, that make it's hard to focus, hard to concentrate, all the nisyonos are the way through working and bringing ourselves and working with ourselves and finding areas and bringing all our parts into the equation, we acquire it. I find increasingly in my life when I run into those areas that I'm snagging. I give the example because I don't want to share more. As though I say, and I get the letter. It says, "Mr. Daniel Kalish," and I feel upset. I like that. I like that. That's a place of humanness. So I get to talk to myself. What does it mean, covered? What do you really want? Those are geshmaka places to really get to. Those are good places. Excellent. and you have good conversations with self about real things. Whenever we have isnagdus, where we have a difficulty, I watch people talk about today's dar, a lot of anxiety. Today's dar is dealing with a lot of primistic things. People are feeling, they want to, so they could just soldier and power through, that has a value, that's what was done a lot. And today, we're connecting today the job, they can't do it in today's dar, because Hashem wants today, that they're resolving in primistic stuff, to learn to connect, to relate, to work through, in very tifai fanim. I walked with the Bachar of Gavriel this week. I walked to the Bachar, very sophisticated, walked upright to the shul, and he didn't want to pray. So I asked him after, like just have him. And he got very serious. He said, prayer? Talking to God? He said, I'm grappling with this. I'm like, he said he went back to his old school, and he went to Davin, and he started crying. The guy, not exaggerating, he thought people just forced to do something was moving them further away from prayer to Hashem and connecting to Hashem. A person's grappling, he wants to really bring himself to prayer, to talk to Hashem, to mean, I'm not saying what the Eitz is. Tefillah's avoid the Shem, believe it, I'm not getting involved. Do we force? Don't we force? How do we, each one of us? I'm saying that there's an inyan to work through, to talk to Hashem, to be present. We have prayer inside of us. Prayer is inside of us. Every yid prays to Hashem. Prayer is to tap into that place that's praying anyway. To get tap in and become a daven or this big madrigas. So when we run into that place of friction, the first tonight that Archaim HaKadosh says is amsus, an effort. I want to say that besides just powering is to be encouraged not to be afraid of the difficulty and the struggle and the impediments. That's how we acquire. Those are very important in inquiring Torah, inquiring Madregas of Torah, through the grapple, through the working. So step one is not to be afraid of iskabrus and his ask and his amsus, to put in effort in Asik HaTorah, certainly in Limud HaTorah, and in the whole acquisition of Torah, the work that's necessary to acquire Madregas of a Torah Yid. That's the first tonight, the Archaim HaKadosh says. The second condition, that Inyan HaBeis is shiflus and anav, humility, not to be arrogant. That's vayachnu b'midbar. Lashon shiflus and another. K'midbar shakol darchan alav. A matter of fact, we daven to Hashem at the end of every Shemoneh Esrei. We've studied this together before. We daven to Hashem at the end of every Shemoneh Esrei. Nafshi ka'afel akol tia. I should have humility. Psach libi b'sar secher. Open up my lev to Torah. But tonight for Kabbalah Satir is humility. That's what the Rebbe spoke about day number one at Har Sinai. He says was spotless. Person being humble, seeing their humanness, not being afraid of that, seeing other people as precious, seeing we're part of a beautiful people, seeing other people. Another humility. So that was shiflus and anava was the second tanai for Kabbalah Satira. A humility to work on not being an arrogant, a balgaiva, a person who doesn't make room for another person to see. There's a line by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Ish Moshe anav mikol adam. So pashas means he was more humble than anybody else, but anav mikol adam, from seeing there was room for every person. That was the shayrish of his humility. Mikol adam, yeah, the mensch. There's kol adam, there's room for others, there's need for others, there's an importance to others, and of course we have an importance as well, but kol adam, that there's a room. So the second tanai of the Archaim HaKadosh was humility. The third condition is yud chacham b'schabrus b'leiv shom v'tamim, not to go at it alone. He says is to be miyachit yasbiru panim zelazeh. Each one's masbir panim one to the other. That's vayichan sham. They all became yachad kish echad, and then we're roi for kabbalah satir. So these were the three Tanayim that Ramasis V. Finkel, the great Meir Hashishiva, told us to study daily. One is effort and diligence in learning Torah, in acquiring Torah, willing to fight for it, willing to overcome for it, willing to put effort and diligence and work our sugyas, not beat up our sugyas, not truck, bring it, work with it, elevate the connection to Torah. That's this Amsus and his Gabrus, Kabbalah Satar 1. 2 is humility, to be an anav, to be a humble person is 2. And the 3rd is Bischabrus, to join others. Rav Nassim Zvi Finkel used to beg, I heard him at Shavuzim in person, begging the Chevra band together, join. He used to say in frustration, that guys come to him expressing all the time that the chavrus is not good enough. Complaining about chavruses, he said, I don't get enough people coming asking how I could be a better chavr. How could I be a better chavrus for the other guy? Could I listen better, encourage better? Yes, biru panim zelaza, bis chavrus. He used to beg for this unity, this friendship, this covet of the next person to come together, a group of people together. We all need each other for Torah. We need the kiddush shemayim that each person brings. We all need each other, and that is chavrus. Is the 3rd tonight that Or Chaim HaKadosh says for Kabbalah Satar. So I wanted to speak out this Or Chaim HaKadosh today that we arrive at Midbar Sinai. Specifically, the Rebbe said that is spotless, a certain humility, the Torah HaDerech, the humanness, to allow for another. Nobody has to have a persona of the Shtarki. We're all beautiful Yidden, and the spotless, the humility that allows room for all Yidden. There's room there. And every Yid's welcome and wanted and necessary and important at the Har. And he says that was the first, that was the Ke'ish Echad B'Levecha, the unity of Klal Yisrael. I saw specifically, I see in the Torah of the Rebbe, and I saw in the Anhaga of the Rebbe, that he was Mechabed Yidden Nifladik. Anybody came to him, if you watched people coming to him, there was a tremendous respect for people. People would come, even I saw people come to him who weren't all badass, there was a tremendous respect. He was gairous people and spoke with, he took people very, very seriously. That is spotless. I'm human, you're human, I'm a soul, you're a soul. That vayichan sham, that every yid is part of this, every yid's necessary. The removal of these external senses of the shtark and the na, which were beautiful people. Ki'ish echad b'lev echad. So I wanted to study this Or Chaim HaKadosh. All of us should be zeichen, together with our mishpachas, to come together with Kol Yisrael. To come together with tremendous unity of Yachad, of all of Klaus Vayichan Sham Kish Echad Belev Echad. The Mefarshim speak out, our Chaim HaKadosh speaks us out as a Tanai for Kabbalah Satayr, as an ingredient that's necessary for Kabbalah Satayr. We should be Zeichet to this Achdus of Klal Yisrael, this humility, this is chabrus believe, this is chabrus coming together with the rest of Klal Yisrael, which we zeicha taka ta'amelu satar for us and our families, not to be afraid of the things, of the things that the blockages, the impediments. All of us should be zeicha to be from the mekablei atayra, that Hashem's a nice saying presently, He gives us Torah, we could have Torah and Shtag, we should be Zaycha, all of us, to us and our families, the Raimimus, the Godless that Torah gives, the Laim Day Torah, all of us should be counted, and all of us should be Zaycha to that Siyata Deshmaya. I wanted to first sing Lulei Sayrasa Shashu, and we'll sing other songs also. Leo, could you start the Lulei Sayrasa? Hey,
Yavinu
Rachel, Rachel, Maleinu, Avinu, Avarachamon. Rachel, Rachel, Maleinu,
you have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.